Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Rob Lewis, CEO of Intex, an end-to-end policy administration system provider that just launched in the U.S. Intex provides property and casualty insurance transactional systems that support the entire insurance lifecycle. Rob, so glad you could join us today.
Well, thank you very much for having me, John. Very appreciate that.
And Rob, we're going to be talking about the importance of managing policies through their entire life cycle. What are some of the obvious and not so obvious benefits of managing policies through their life cycle?
I'm going to start with the not so obvious because I think it's more pertinent, which really is the ability to have centralized data and advanced analytics, better insights into customer and behavior risk, the real-time reporting, again, another very important facility to basically have access to KPIs, dashboards, et cetera. And all of this is essential really for machine learning, AI, and predictive modeling, which is obviously top of mind with everyone at the moment. And then I think, some of the obvious is just a single source of truth, less manual entries. It's a big bugbear for insurance companies. I've come from a carrier background. I certainly know the inefficiencies and costs that starts to rack up. And then, again, cost reductions in line with the same, in that process also.
You know, we always hear about the challenges that insurers have with their legacy systems. Do they have challenges with software as well?
Yeah, I think, the challenges with software, I don't think the software in our industry, in the insurance industry, has kept pace the way it has, say, in investment banking or commercial banking. And I think that has changed the face of insurance companies significantly. I think one of the kind of less obvious sort of challenges is actually the loss of staff. And, we've seen this proliferation of MGAs, which really is just the super skilled underwriters and super skilled talent within a large insurance organization splitting off and going into their own smaller organization, which is able to be more nimble and operate, using far more advanced software, because I think the larger carriers have been a little bit constrained by the software that they have. So it's not so obvious challenge, but MGAs obviously cut into the margins of insurers, albeit the fact that they get some of the fixed costs off their books. Ultimately, the cost is, a little bit higher. So I think the challenge, is really for these carriers is, significant in order to hang on to, solid people and to hang on to their book of business. They really do need to modernize their software. And I think that's one of the biggest challenges they've had. And they're big organizations, so it's not easy just to bounce around with their software, obviously.
Along those lines then, Rob, do you find that P&C policy management software has limitations?
I think so. I mean, I think there's always a workaround. And I think some of the modern, some of the newer companies that have been around in the last 5 years have really got some amazing products. There's also a lot of innovation around the side, be it AI models, be it claims management models, and specifically around claims fraud, risk management. I think this is a very interesting market, and if we can harness all these different pieces together, I think it'll make a big difference. But it's quite difficult for some of these fringe players. It's not great calling them a fringe player, but some of the newer players and more modern software to integrate into the old legacy systems.
You're on record as saying that a single platform end-to-end solution is the best solution. Why is that, Rob?
I think, it's obviously where Intex is positioning itself. I think we really are, we feel that firstly, the cost efficiencies. I think you'll find every carrier will tell you that the cost of software is prohibitive at present. And we're really trying to come in and cut down those costs and really make it economically viable to implement new and modern software. Your control of risk, very important. Instant real-time data, I think I touched on that earlier, where if you want to feed large language and machine learning models, you really do need instant real-time data. And then another big bugbear is the time it takes to launch new products. And that certainly is a lot quicker if you've got a single platform. And then again, easier API integrations. I spoke about some of the software that's been developed. Smaller companies, but providing amazing products. And I think it's essential that a carrier is able to integrate with those new modern softwares.
Tell me a little bit about Intex, Rob. What made you decide to form it? What's your background?
Well, quite a long story. I've been in insurance for 25 years. Not really in the US markets, mainly in the European and the London market mainly. And I was fortunate enough to spend a lot of time with some of the greats in the insurance industry, certainly in the Lloyd's and London market. And we learned quite a lot from them and what was required. And the one thing about the markets that we worked in, which was slightly smaller, definitely a lot smaller than the US market, in those markets, you're not really able to be a specialist. In other words, you can't just focus on the art industry and have a really large carrier. You really need to be a generalist. And you would be, we in our carriers would be writing everything from $10 a month third party or liability auto policies all the way to large offshore oil and gas programs, smelters, underground mines. So we really got a good overall vision of the market. And I used different software systems. I actually was one of the investors in this software quite a long time ago, about 20 years. We 20 years back, we invested in this business. And we used multiple providers as well as this one. And ultimately, this one, the return on equity or return on investment was incredible as a carrier if we implemented the software. And I just thought this was absolutely essential for the US market, and the market was untapped from this software's perspective. So I bought the source code from that old company and brought it into the US. We've modernized it. The COO of that company left and joined us. The CTO, Katrine Vasquez, also joined us. Combined 25 years experience between the two of them. And we've really modernized the software and brought it up to the US standard. And I think it's a very interesting and big market for us. So super opportunity for us.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how's North America been for you?
It's been good. I can tell you it's challenging. It's competitive. Some of the youngsters, I don't know, there's kind of a bit of a false rumor that millennials don't work very hard. I can tell you they work a lot harder than we used to work or than I used to work, that's for sure. And it's hard keeping up with them. But it's the market's been excellent for us. We've picked up 3 clients, ultimately, and quite a few more in the pipeline, mainly in the MGA space. I think it's just our ability to deliver speedily, which has allowed us to catch that low-hanging fruit. And the market's interesting. I think it's a massive market. It's competitive in some ways, but again, there's super opportunities. Intex really is focused on the specialty and MGA side. So, and there's not that much, there's not much software out there really focused on the specialty side. We have a very strong reinsurance suite, which I think will also, put us in good stead. And so far, so good. And hopefully it continues like this. We haven't been going very long, to be honest. Still very much in the startup phase.
And the MGA space is really a growing space these days, isn't it?
Absolutely. And there's the good thing about that is you've got some real talent in there. The guys you're dealing with really are, they're insurance leaders. They get insurance. They're super innovative. They're looking at new ideas, certainly looking to harness, some of the predictive modeling. And they've got a good grasp of what this industry needs.
A lot of tech guys as well, so they really get it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there is, they do understand technology, and obviously there's some very strong crossovers, dual sort of educated in terms of insurance and also technology. So it's a slightly easier sell into an MGA for us because you do have that depth of knowledge from both sides of the coin.
Rob, so many insurance softwares out there. What makes Intex unique?
There are indeed some very competitive companies out there. I think there's a number of factors which, for us, give us a unique proposition for a carrier. I think one of the first things is the fact that we charge zero implementation costs. No one gets charged until the software is physically working and operating. I think that's a big motivating factor for any carrier to change software. And then, more importantly, the scalability and configurability of the software, coupled with a team that has a very deep knowledge and experience in the insurance industry, really gives us an edge in the specialty and MGA space. And I think there's a lot of scope for us in this market around that.
Well, I know that you've been in the industry. You were in the industry for over 25 years, both on the insurance and software side. Has that given you insights into what's needed by insurers and what software developers are capable of providing?
Yeah, I would say most definitely. I think having worked closely with our software team in the past in some challenging markets, which you know needed to be multilingual, multi-currency, it's definitely given us some great insights of what the software is capable of. The US has a very large Spanish-speaking market also, so I think that's also giving us a little bit of an edge and of what the software is capable of. And ultimately, insurance, there's not much in the way that comes in new products, but AI is a massive game changer, and I think you know we're well positioned for that.
Are we going to see you at InsurTech Connect?
Absolutely. I'm glad you're going. I'm looking forward to seeing you there.
Rob Lewis, so glad you could join us today.
Likewise. Thank you.
That was Rob Lewis, CEO of Intex, and I'm John Weber for IAM Best Audio. Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.